Conservative firebrand Herman Cain dies after battle with coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on July 30, 2020. Conservative firebrand, businessman, and former presidential candidate Herman Cain, 74, has died after a weeks-long battle with the novel coronavirus. Cain's website released a statement on Thursday morning penned by editor Dan Calabrese. "You're never ready for the kind of news we are grappling with this morning. But we have no choice but to seek and find God's strength and comfort to deal with it," the post read. Herman Cain, our boss, our friend, like a father to so many of us, has passed away. He's entering the presence of the Savior he served as an associate minister at Antioch Baptist Church in Atlanta for, and preparing for his reward. "Let me deal with some of the particulars of the last few weeks. We knew when he was first hospitalized with COVID-19 that this was going to be a rough fight. He had trouble breathing and was taken to the hospital by ambulance. We all prayed that the initial meds they gave him would get his breathing back to normal. But it became clear pretty quickly that he was in for a battle. We didn't release detailed updates on his condition to the public or to the media because neither his family nor we thought there was any reason for that. There were hopeful indicators, including a mere 5 days ago when doctors told us they thought he would eventually recover, although it wouldn't be quick. We were relieved to be told that, and passed on the news via Herman's social media. And yet we also felt real concern about the fact that he never quite seemed to get to the point where the doctors could advance him to the recovery phase. We all prayed so hard every day. We knew the time would come when the Lord would call him home, but we really liked having him here with us. And we held out hope he'd have a full recovery," Calabrese added. Cain, who tested positive for the virus earlier this month, was in a high-risk category due to his status as a stage 4 colon cancer survivor.